What do you believe is happening to these people?
Well, it was an area that I got to. It was particularly troubling, and I came across two MUFON researchers. You know what I mean by MUFON?
That's Mutual UFO
Network.
Absolutely.
Probably the world's largest clearinghouse of reports on sightings and abductions, etc. And a couple of these guys working down in Florida said, let's try, you know, people like Mac and David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins were all looking and saying, what's happening to them? Let's look at the abductees. These guys stepped out of the square, out of the box. Now, they weren't Christians. I've got to point that out, okay? These guys are not Christians. In fact, Joe Jordan, one of them, described himself as a rocking and rolling New Ager, you know, long-haired ponytail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he said, well, actually, let's have a look. Are any group of people not being abducted? Are there any group of people that seem to be exempt? Who's not being affected? Now, he said they found out, they went through their research, and they actually started to look back, and there were examples of people who had ceased abductions just by invoking the name of Jesus Christ. So they thought, oh, well, that's interesting. So Joe in particular, he rang up a lot of his MUFON colleagues around the country, and he said they thought they were onto something. Now remember, they don't have a biblical or Christian worldview when they're looking at this. You know, they might still think Jesus is an advanced ET or whatever.
Sure, and some believe that.
Okay, that's right, and I've met a lot of them. But, you know, so they all had the same experience. He says, yeah, we've heard that. And he says, well, this is a breakthrough, surely. And he says, you can look on their website, CE4 is the name of his research group. They've got a website that it's parallel to called alienresistance.org. And people said, yeah, but we don't take that view. We don't explore it any further because they regarded it as a religious idea, a religious view. See, again, it was inconsistent with the presuppositions that they brought. So Joe, to his credit, even though he wasn't a Christian, he thought, well, hang on, there's a line of exploration here. And so they went back through their research, and again, it was, I think it appeared in the Florida Today newspaper, the story of what they'd found, and all of a sudden there was a flood of phone calls to them. It got picked up by the British Flying Saucer Review. You remember that magazine?
I sure do.
They were getting phone calls from Britain, and suddenly all over the world are saying, hey, you know, I was having this experience. I just called out, Jesus, Jesus, help me. And, you know, the aliens left me, is what people would say. You know, people found themselves waking up in the middle of the floor and whatever. So they wanted to take this line further. And they thought, well, okay, it looks like Christians are not being abducted. So then they went through the research and they said, oh, hang on, it appears Christians are being abducted. You know, one guy says he's had implants and, you know, put in his brain or whatever. So they thought, well, maybe it's come to a dead end. And then they started to look closer. And this is the thing, what I said about being a consistent Christian, or taking the Bible at face value and believing the words of the text, the writers themselves and what they meant to say, and not imposing an outside or evolutionary view that they're primitive in the past. In their words, they said that they discovered that there were two types of Christians. They said there were talk-the-talk Christians and walk-the-walk Christians. And what they described, you know, talk-the-talk Christians as people who generally espouse some Christian ideals or Christian beliefs but really didn't take the Bible at face value and say, well, hang on, these are the words of the Creator given to us. And then they said the walk-the-walk Christians are people that said, hey, the Bible, you know, they believe it to be the very words of God. They try to live their lives by it, with their ideals by it. They believe in the promises of Christ and you know, basically believe the Bible from the very first verse. In their experience, they found, and when they started to look back, no walk-the-walk Christian had ever been abducted by aliens. So they seemed to be exempt from that.
All right, so let's make a theory that aliens don't want to abduct Christians.
Yep. But why then are abductions actually halted in the name of Christ? What is it about so-called aliens, which, because as you know, I don't believe there are aliens. I believe that they're fallen angels or angelic beings. Why are aliens obeying the name of Jesus Christ? Why is it the mere mention of his name seems to, you know, they described accounts from abductees where these beings actually screamed, you know, giving screams of terror or pain. And, you know, these abductees were suddenly dropped and left where they were.
But you do believe something's happening to them?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely something's happening to them. As I say, they're traumatized. how it happened, you know, even Mack, you know, John Mack and these guys, reports of abductees say, well, you know, these beings actually come through the walls. Now, how could real physical entities do that?
Sure. Are you aware, by the way, that John Mack's no longer with us?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
It's very tragic.
Yes, I covered him in my book, and, you know, along with that, the whole origin, if you like, you know, starting back with Betty and Barney Hill of, you know, Mack was, I think Mack was on a genuine search to try to find out what happened, but again, to some extent, he had a bit of a pre-belief. He certainly believed in, you know, in some New Age and, you know, occultic ideas, if you like. Skeptics criticized him for that. But I think he was on a genuine search for truth, as others are. But as I say, you know, we all start with, I think, a bit of a preconception or a worldview, and end up trying to support our own theories. Mack, you know, I think he was criticized because somebody said to him, well, you know, if people really have been up on the spaceship and, you know, why don't they bring back a book of matches? You know, when they visit the bathroom, how come they don't take a towel and bring it back as a souvenir?
Some kind of hard evidence.
Yeah, so it would appear, again, you see, that we're dealing with an interdimensional, paraphysical, paranormal, Christians would use the word spiritual.
You may be right.
Reality.
Time travelers?
That's my conclusion, and that's what the evidence suggests, because, you know, when we take the physical evidence, George, really, the reality is we don't have any physical evidence whatsoever to support the extraterrestrial hypothesis.
What if you looked at circles in the ground, indentations?
Yep.
One could say that's physical in some cases.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. There are physical traces. There are landing marks in the ground. Plants, I think the Zamora incident, which I mentioned in my book, shows a bush that looks like it's burning and is smoking, but it's actually not on fire, you know. So there are strange things that happen.